A prayer for the children of the nations. Truth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children and their people, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of them, always in prayer making requests for them with all joy, giving thanks for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in God and abiding in his love, we lift up our children and their entire house. In the name of Jesus, in Christ, we will pray to the Father, and he will give our children and their people another helper, that he may abide with them forever, even the spirit of truth, that our children and their people know him, for he dwells with them and will be in them. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given our children an understanding, that they may know him who is true, and they are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. In Christ we pray that Jesus will not leave our children and their family orphans, but will come to them. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with our children from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. In Christ, we ask the Father in heaven, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. And on that day, our children will know that Jesus is in his Father, and they are in Jesus, and Jesus in them, and they are one. In Christ we pray that our children and their people have his commandments and keep them, and they love him. And they and their family who love Jesus will be loved by his Father, and he will love them and manifest himself to our children. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, unite their heart to fear his name, and show our children and their house his covenant. In Christ we pray that their eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck their feet out of the net. May the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, turn himself to them and their house, and have mercy on our children, and bring them out of their distresses. Look upon their afflictions and pain, the troubles of their heart, and consider their enemies. In Christ we petition the Lord to pull our children out of the net which they have secretly laid for them and their people. For the Lord God is their strength. Into the hand of the Lord God of truth, in Christ, we commit their spirit. Oh, may the Lord keep their souls and deliver our children and their house, May the God of truth let integrity and uprightness preserve them and their house. Let God Almighty vindicate them and their house and help them walk in integrity and trust in the Lord, so they shall not slip. May the Lord examine their children and their people and prove them. Try their mind and their heart, for the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of their heart. Let God's loving kindness be before their eyes, and may they and their house walk in his truth. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. Let God's tender mercies, his loving kindness, and his truth continually preserve our children and their house. For God's mercy is great above the heavens, and his truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. But as for our children and their house, our prayer is to God, in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, that in the acceptable time, God, in the multitude of his mercy, will hear them in the truth of his salvation, and deliver our children and their house out of the mire, out of the deep waters, and not let them sink, nor let the flood water overflow them, nor let the deep swallow them up, nor let the pit shut its mouth on them or any of their people. May God Almighty hear us and turn to our children and their house, according to the multitude of his tender mercies. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part God will make them to know wisdom. Purge them with hyssop, that they shall be clean. Sanctify and cleanse them with the washing of water by the word, and our children and their house shall be whiter than snow. May God hide his face from their sins and the sins of their bloodline, and blot out all their iniquities. Create in our children and their people a clean heart, a pure heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within them. In Christ we pray that God will not cast them and their house away from his presence, and he will not take his Holy Spirit from them and their people, but restore to our children the joy of his salvation and uphold them with his generous spirit. You have given a banner to those who fear you, O Lord, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that our beloved children and their bloodline may be delivered. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy and because of your name. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear us. In the name of Jesus, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ bring our children and their people by a way they did not know, and lead them in paths they have not known, and make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. May they open their eyes to their blindness, incline their ear to hear, and know the certainty of the words of truth. For your counsels of old, O Lord, are faithfulness and truth. May God open the gates that the truth may enter, for those who go down to the pit cannot hope for his truth. Surely his salvation is near our children in their house, that glory may dwell in their land. Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before God, and shall make his footsteps their pathway. May God bring to their house health and healing. May he heal our children, and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. These things he will do for our children in their house, and not forsake them. Our children shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed who conform to this world. May our children and their people be transformed by the renewing of their mind to prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let not their mind be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, but choose the way of truth, and may our children not drink the wine of confusion, for God is not the author of confusion. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. Give ear, O Lord, to our prayer, and attend to the voice of our supplication. In Christ we pray, in the name of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that our children and their family will abide in God's word. They will be disciples indeed, and they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. If the Son makes them free, they shall be free indeed. In Christ we pray that neither our children or any of their people will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, nor receive any into their house, or greet any who come to our children and do not bring the doctrine of Christ. For they who greet them shares in their evil deeds. Let our children and their people shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. In Christ we pray that neither our children or any of their people will exchange the truth of God for the lie, being deluded and believe in the lie, walking as children of the flesh in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, keeping company with sexually immoral people, being self-seeking and disobedient to the truth, walking in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart, having given themselves over to licentiousness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, bringing indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. May our children and their people call on the Lord in truth, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, be near to our children and their house, and have his eye upon them and their house, for God is their helper, and he gives abundant mercy to all those who call upon him. He, the Lord God Almighty, shall give his angels charge over our children and their people, to keep them in all their ways. May he lift up their soul and give his everlasting strength to our children and their house. Our children and their people shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at their side, and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come near them. Only with their eyes shall our children and their people look and see the reward of the wicked. For his merciful kindness is great toward our children, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Let them praise the Lord with their whole heart. In Christ we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for our children and their house. In the name of Jesus, let their heart be circumcised for the truth of God, and our children and their people be children of God, the children of promise, counted as seed, receive an eternal life by patient continuance in doing good, seeking for glory, honor, and immortality. May the God of peace sanctify our children and their people by his truth. The entirety of his word is truth. May they and their people purge out the old leaven of malice and wickedness and become a new creation with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In the name of Jesus, the Deliverer, in Christ we pray that our children and their people are not bewitched so that they will not obey the truth, nor be hindered from obeying the truth by persuasion that does not come from God who calls our children in truth. In Christ we pray that our children and their people shall no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive those who come in stealth to bring them into bondage. Speaking the truth in love, may our children grow up in all things into Christ who is the head. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will put off concerning their former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, and that they put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Let our children and their people awake, all them who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give them light. May they and their family be light in the Lord, and walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Let our children and their people walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as the wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is, redeeming the time, because the days are evil, choosing their friends carefully, serving God in sincerity and in truth. Christ, we pray that our children and their family will not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, renouncing the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, as the truth of Christ is in them. In Christ we pray, that the law of truth will be found in their mouth, and injustice will not be found on their lips. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of their mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. In Christ we pray that the Lord will not take the word of truth utterly out of their mouth, but that they and their people would speak of excellent things, words of peace and truth, and from the opening of their lips will come right things, for their mouth shall speak truth. In Christ we pray that our children will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom they were sealed for the day of redemption, but instead they and their people will let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking put away from them with all malice. Awake, our glory, awake! Praise the Lord our God among the peoples. Sing to him among the nations, for his mercy reaches into the heavens, and his truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. In Christ we give thanks to God always for our children and their house. They are beloved by the Lord because God from the beginning chose them for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus, the precious Lamb slain for them, that our children and all of their people come to the truth, that they will receive the word of God and welcome it into their heart, not as the word of man, but as truth, pure and proven. For the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. May our children and theirs receive the love of truth, being nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine of Christ, exercising godliness, bringing forth fruit, knowing the grace of God in truth, sound in faith, being established in the present truth, and pure in belief. May our children and their people gird their waists with truth, being swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, doers of the word and not hearers only, being diligent to present themselves approved to God, fellow workers for the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth, discerning the spirits of truth and the spirit of error, being a servant of the Lord, gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. May the God of truth help our children and their people purify their souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Beloved, in Christ we pray that our children and their house may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their soul prospers, fearing God, being men of truth, hating covetousness, walking in the light as Christ is in the light, walking just as Christ walked, in truth, love, and unity of the Spirit, the love of God being perfected in them and theirs, receiving an anointing from the Holy One, that our children and their people will know all things, and the truth which abides in them will be with them forever. Grace, mercy, and peace be with our children from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, may the Lord show kindness and truth to our children and their house. Let him lead them in the way of truth, giving them an understanding heart, that they and their people may discern between good and evil, and let their heart keep his commands. In Christ we beseech our children and their people to keep the charge of the Lord their God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his testimonies, that they may prosper in all that they do, wherever they turn. In Christ we pray that our children and their descendants take heed to walk before God the Most High in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, walking in righteousness and uprightness of heart with God, speaking the truth in their heart, the word of the Lord in their mouth being the truth, speaking words of peace and truth and reason, and serving God in truth with all their heart. May the God of compassion show our children his ways, Teach them his paths, lead them in his truth, and teach them. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. Let not the Lord remember the sins of their youth, nor their transgressions. According to his mercy may he remember our children and their house. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches them and their children in the way. Let their spirit be broken, contrite, and humble, their heart broken and contrite, and he will guide our children in their house in justice and teach them his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. As God's fellow worker, we ask in Jesus' name that for his name's sake, God will pardon their iniquity, no matter how great. Let our children and their people fear the Lord, and the Almighty God shall teach them in the way he chooses. Our children and their families shall dwell in prosperity, and their descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with our children, and he will show them his covenant. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He will ever be mindful of his covenant, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, even to 1,000 generations. He has declared to our children in their house the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. In the name of Jesus, may our children and their people trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways may they acknowledge him, and he shall direct their paths. In Christ we pray that our children are not wise in their own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. We make our prayer before the Lord our God that our children and their family might turn from their iniquities and understand his truth, that God may prepare mercy and truth for them and their house, that mercy and truth belong to them and their people, and by his mercy he will preserve them and their house, and he will cleanse them and their family from all iniquity. For in mercy and truth atonement is provided for their iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord they shall depart from evil. Our children and their family shall be the people of the God Most High, and he will be their God. May the God of justice put the law of truth in their mouth, and let not injustice be found on their lips. Surely our children and their family will walk with God down the highway of the upright, in peace and equity, and turn away from iniquity. May our children and their people receive correction gracefully, obey the voice of the Lord, and depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth to keep them on the way that preserves their soul. May our children and their people be among those who call for justice and plead for truth, judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness. May the Lord make mercy and truth go before their face. Let not mercy and truth forsake our children. Bind them around their neck. Write them on the tablet of their heart, and so they shall find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Let their ways please the Lord, and he will make even their enemies to be at peace with them. In the name of the Lord they shall rejoice, for he is the glory of their strength, and in his favor their horn is exalted, for their shield belongs to the Lord. May our children and their people dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Walk in his truth, love truth and peace, execute judgment, seek truth, speak peace, and declare righteousness, having the grace of God poured upon their lips, having truthful, righteous, sweet lips, the word of God being fixed on their lips, being established forever, receiving excellent things of counsels and knowledge, having a wise tongue and a wise heart, applying their heart to the knowledge of God, dealing truthfully, speaking the truth to their neighbor, giving judgment in the gates for truth, justice, and peace, not thinking evil in their heart, nor giving place to the devil. May our children gain godliness with contentment, come to the knowledge of truth, endure sound doctrine, having the faith of God's elect, being of the truth, loving not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth, coming to the light, abiding in the doctrine of Christ, that our children and their house may receive a full reward, and have both the Father and the Son make their home with them. Praise the Lord, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in it, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry and freedom to the prisoners. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to your people, as a light to your people, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. You shall rebuild the old ruins. You shall raise up the former desolations, and you shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. You shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in your land, you shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct your work in truth, and will make with you an everlasting covenant. Your descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. According to your word, let it be to our children. Let them and their house greatly rejoice in the Lord. Let their souls be joyful in their God, for he has clothed them with the garments of salvation. He has covered them with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before their house. Let our children and their house bless themselves in the God of truth. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. Our children and their house shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. But in all things may our children and their house commend themselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold they live, as chastised and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things, rejoicing in truth, speaking openly, praising and extolling the King of heavens, all whose works are truth, and his ways justice, and preaching Christ out of love, teaching the word of God in the whole truth and in faith, full of grace and truth, hearing the voice of Jesus, allowing the Spirit of truth to guide our children and their house into all truth, worshiping the Father in spirit and truth, For you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. Mercy and truth be with our children and their house. Praise the Lord. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it.